Hello and welcome to the Monday, May 6th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The big news today is a report by Alienwald that last week's defacement of the Department of Labor website actually was a bit more sinister than originally considered. Instead of abusing an old 2012 exploit as originally published by Alienwald, additional testing revealed that it, at least in addition, also used a new zero-day vulnerability against Internet Explorer 8. Microsoft has confirmed the vulnerability, but it itself is still investigating further. At this point, it looks like only Internet Explorer 8 is vulnerable, so older versions 6, 7 and newer versions like 9 and 10 are not vulnerable. Just as a reminder, it's highly recommended that you do move to Internet Explorer 9 and 10 because these more recent versions do have a number of additional protections that make exploitation of flaws like this more difficult. And while we're talking about these more targeted attacks, the Industrial Control Systems CERT did update its guidance to fight some of these attacks, in particular inside of some of the destructive malware that was seen recently. For example, Shamu, which did cause significant damage to some Saudi oil companies and also to some Korean banks. This malware, which came in a number of different variations, does actively erase disks. So in order to react to this and offer some guidance, one important part, of course, is backups, in particular offline backups. Rate and replication meaning where changes are immediately being propagated to a different system, do usually not help against these destructive malware because, well, then the backup will just be deleted immediately as well. So having offline backups is really important in these cases. And then on the defensive side, we got some interesting new software from IBM. IBM did release its homomorphic crypto algorithm as open source via GitHub. Now, a homomorphic crypto isn't so far interesting as you only have to decrypt the part of the file that you actually need to access. So this way, you don't keep the entire file decrypted in memory or in temporary disk files, but you only expose the part that is currently in use. This will defend against some of the memory scraping attacks and so that we have seen in the recent past. So definitely an interesting development. Of course, this now has to be implemented in a useful system, like for example, a file system or such that would allow you to really just decrypt the part that you are working with. And then for Facebook, we do have a new vulnerability that was released by Brick Security. Brick Security found and reported to Facebook a cross-site request forging vulnerability that can be used to change your Facebook password. This vulnerability was reported and then fixed as part of Facebook's bug bounty program. And finally, if you're using the mail server XM and then for mail delivery, Dovecot, which is usually used to implement IMAP and POP, please double check your configuration because up until recently, one of the standard configurations would actually allow the execution of shell commands by using specifically crafted from addresses. So this is only affecting you if you're running these two pieces of software, XM and Dovecot. And if you are using the up to recently standard guidance in how you configure these two systems to work well with each other. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.